Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we bring you a very special show live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, direct from Israel, the Yama Ensemble, a musical group that mixes ancient and modern traditions and instruments to present a sound that is both true to the history of the Middle East and as contemporary as today's world music scene. The Yama Ensemble appears tonight in just a couple of hours at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Today on Route 51, we'll be playing selections from the group's CD, Yama Ensemble, and a very special treat for you. They have brought their instruments with them, and we'll be hearing some live music performed right here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio in Wausau. Because of the special nature of the Route 51 program today, we will not be taking live phone calls from our listeners. Yama Ensemble comes to Central Wisconsin through a partnership with Arts Midwest, sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts, 3M Foundation, MetLife Foundation, and the Consulate General of Israel to the Midwest. Arts Midwest World Fest is sponsored by the Wisconsin Arts Board as well, and this is the same organization that brought the Egyptian world music group Woust El Balad to Wausau, and they, of course, were featured on a previous Route 51 show last year. So please welcome to the program the Yama Ensemble. We have Talia G.A. Salon, Avri Borokoff, Sefi Asfuri, Aviad Ben Yehuda, and Jonathan or Yanni Dror. And in our studios right now, we have Talia, Avri, Sefi, and Yanni. So, it's wonderful to have you here.
Great
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
What? Give us an idea of the group. How long have you been playing together? What brought you together?
We have been playing together for 3 years. Actually, this group was established after I had already booked concerts. And my former group, they had the musician there had few limitations going out of Israel, so I had to find and to rush and find the other musicians. So I was lucky to make good choice, I think.
Yes, and Talia, you were performing in another musical group prior to this. Did you do the same thing, this mixture of ancient and contemporary
yeah,
sounds? Yeah,
this kind of the music material that I mostly enjoy to sing that. Roots, folk, ancient, also contemporary, original stuff.
How did you meet the other guys in the group?
Well, Aviad, the percussion player, I knew from the other group that I had. I've heard many nice things about Avri, so I contacted him, and he just agreed to have an appointment with me. For a start,
I'm famous.
And Avri just he's very good linked with Yoni, and he just brought his friend because he wants to have a kind of amusement.
Not because I play, just because I'm his friend.
Yeah. And Yoni brought Sefi.
What brings you to central Wisconsin in the Midwest?
Actually, we are invited to tour the Midwest as part of Arts Midwest World Fest program. And this is, for me, it's my fourth visit here in this program.
Is it really?
Yeah. Until now, we enjoyed very much this program.
What can we expect to see and hear at the show tonight at the Grand Theater?
Wow. It's a very colorful, rich music from our area, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, various of exotic instruments, and I sing a few languages and few traditional songs, and also our original material. I think it's going to be fun.
And where have you been? Where have you been performing over the past several months? You've been touring the United States for a while, or is this a world tour that you're on?
Actually, for now, this is our first stop out of four states that we are going to visit.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. We are going to keep on to Minnesota after this week here in Wisconsin, and then to North Dakota, and eventually at the end to South Dakota. But we were touring U.S. also a year ago, and mm-hmm. we were in Spain. And
let's play a composition right now off of the CD, Yama Ensemble. This particular piece is called I Have a Garden. This was a modern composition based on old traditions.
Definitely a new arrangement of mine of a very old melody that was originated in the Syria area where Jewish people used to live around the 1920s.
And Talia, what are you singing here? What are the lyrics?
Yesh li gan uve'er, it means I have a garden and a well. It's kind of a lyrics. It's a text of one of the biggest Israeli poets named Chaim Nachman Bialik. It's about a girl. She has a beautiful garden and she invites the man that she loves to stay with her every Saturday night, and she sings how she longs for him to come and to be with her.
This is kind of a general question, I guess. What are you trying to accomplish with your music? Are you primarily trying to entertain people, or do you have some kind of a mission to keep ancient musical traditions alive? Is there an educational aspect to what you're doing? And I'd like all three of you to weigh in on that.
Well, I think it's everything combined. First of all, we're musicians and we enjoy to do music. We're fortunate enough to come from a place that has a variety, an amazing variety of music, and this is what we search for, even if we weren't like playing as a group. And one thing is that is common as for the group is the same search for this music.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, because we come from an area of conflict, and we are very influenced from, you know, from the music of our neighbors. So on the understatement, it's not like we stated, but on the understatement, we bring the message of music that can bring people together. So, you know, we're not like saying it, but in the music, it comes out. So,
Music tames a savage beast, right? That's the old cliche.
I don't want to speak on behalf of, but I'll say it. We're a very entertaining group because first of all we have a variety of instruments, a variety of songs, a variety of styles combining together. Because we also can bring the classical music, the jazz music that we learned, the Bulgarian music, the Arabic music. So everything is together with a nice fusion, a very natural fusion. Mm-hmm. We didn't impose anything on anything. only things that sounded good and we flew and had a good flow, so then it came inside the music.
And Yana, you're the woodwind player in the group. How challenging is it to play some of these ancient melodies and also play them on contemporary instruments?
One thing about these ancient instruments is their intonation. They're not, it's very hard to tune them to like a Western intonation. And every one of these instruments is a demanding instrument.
But we're going to play some of those, have you play some of those instruments for us in just a little bit. But I'd like the other two to answer that question. Are you trying to entertain people primarily? Are you trying to educate people? Are you trying to keep musical traditions alive or maybe all of those?
It's a good question. Actually, my job is to challenge Yoni with my arrangements. I do the arrangements for the Yama, and basically when I arrange old music, I just try to do it in a way that will entertain me and the group, and we like it this way of like the colors, the mixture, everything that Yoni was talking about. But actually, if you think about it, it has an educational and historical aspect that people can also learn some actually history throughout through the music. But basically, for me, it's not a mission. It became a mission when I was more aware of it. But it definitely started as something fun that I like, that my ear like, and that the audience likes.
And Talia, the same question. Are you entertaining people? Are you educating them? Are you trying to keep musical traditions alive?
I think the basic issue for me is that I really love these kind of materials, and I enjoy very much performing these materials. Actually, what I'm listening to for others, singers or other groups, is exactly the same. It's kind of a researching mm-hmm. cultures through their music, and I always say I feel like I'm singing the soundtrack of National Geographic, you know, the magazines, and. I mean, the really basic principle is that I'm coming to this kind of material out of with love, and if it has another values like preserving the traditions of my origins, so it's blessed.
The Yama Ensemble, they're performing tonight at 7:00 at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Tickets are still available. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, they're going to demonstrate some of the unusual ancient instruments that are part of the performance you'll see tonight. The Yama Ensemble on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, working to build the local economy and strengthen the community by making local business everybody's business. Learn more about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
We are back with the Yama Ensemble on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg, and we have four of the musicians with us right now. We have Yanni Dror, who is the woodwind player, Talia Solon, who is the lead vocalist, Avri Borokov, who arranges the music, and Sefi Asfouri, who is plays the stringed instruments, including a number of very ancient stringed instruments. They are performing tonight at the Grand Theater in downtown Wausau at 7:00. And if you go there, you will not only be entertained, you will be educated, and you will learn something about ancient musical traditions. Why don't we start with you, Yanni? Tell us about some of the ancient woodwind instruments that you brought.
These are maybe the oldest woodwind instruments known. The first one is this instrument is called ney.
A ney, and it's a flute.
Yeah, it's a flute. It's actually the only woodwind instrument in Arabic music.
And you're holding up, it looks like a wooden reed instrument, and there are, what, six finger holes on top?
Yeah, six, and one on the back.
And a thumb hole on the bottom.
And it's actually a piece of hollow cane. It's quite tricky to take a sound out of it. You see, I have no mouthpiece. It's the putting the air inside is very tricky.
And this is one of the oldest musical instruments known to man.
They have paintings of this instrument in Egyptian pyramids.
This
how far it goes. And what's beautiful about this instrument, it has a lot of versions all through the Middle East. You have a Turkish version. You have the Persian, Iranian version that is beautiful. It has some other even more crazier technique of getting the sound out. And this is like the Arab is the Egyptian version of this mm-hmm. instrument.
Well, why don't you play it for us? Let's hear what it sounds
like.
A little
desert sound.
You have to work really hard to get the wind through that instrument. You're blowing out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah.
And it must be a challenge compared to modern flutes.
Oh, yeah. It took me, I think, a year to take only the simple sound out of this instrument. Especially when I come from classical flute, suddenly to play an instrument like that is completely different. It's a whole other world.
Where can you get a ney? Is that how you pronounce
yeah.
it? Where can you get those? Do they must make them?
Well, fortunately for me, the area Israel, you know, is just in the middle of the Middle East. So first of all, you had a lot of Jews who came from neighboring countries to Israel, and they bought this instrument with them. We have the Bedouins that play this mm-hmm. instrument. You know, they are the Arab nomads, and some of them live in Israel. And actually, this ney I got from a ney maker that lives in Yafo. That is just a neighboring. It's part of Tel Aviv where I live.
Yeah. What else do you have here? Let's pick up this flute next.
All right. This flute is also a very challenging. It's one of the hardest wind instruments to play.
Is this a zurna?
Okay, it's close to the zurna, but it's called duduk.
A duduk, okay.
D-U-D-U-K. A very big star in Hollywood soundtracks. If you've seen Gladiator, Last Temptation of Christ, this instrument, actually Peter Gabriel introduced it to the Western world during the 80s on this in the awarding soundtrack for Last Temptation of Christ.
Really?
Yeah. So this instrument also goes like at least 2,000 years B.C. It comes from Armenia. It's made out of apricot wood. And you can see it's a rather small instrument. And it's one of the first double reeds. It's probably the grandfather.
Double reed's kind of like an oboe.
Yeah, it's probably the great grandfather of the oboe and the bassoon.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
You know, when you think of a double-reeded instrument like the oboe, you think of that shrill, nasally sound. That almost sounds like a tenor saxophone to me.
Yeah, when I first heard this instrument, I was studying in the Academy of Music in Tel Aviv, and they had opened a course about music from the Middle East because I was learning classical music, and during the course, the teacher. He put on a cassette this instrument, and I made it my goal to find an instrument uh-huh. like this and learn it. And these instruments are very difficult to find, especially the reeds. They're impossible to find a good reed for this instrument is impossible. But you know, I have my connections.
And then you've also got the shofar. Which is a ram's horn used
yep.
in traditional Jewish religious ceremonies.
Yeah.
Why don't you wail on that for us? Let's hear what it sounds like.
All right. I hope I don't frighten anyone.
Ah! the shofar. And it's Yanni Dror of Yama Ensemble. Now, we also have Sefi Asfuri with us here, and he is the guy who plays all of the stringed instruments for the group. And you have with you an oud, which is an ancient instrument. It goes back 5,000 years from what I've heard.
The basic form is 5,000, yes. But this specific form with the wooden front, it's about maybe 1,000.
And you have five double strings and then one single string. The bass string is single. You've got a curved neck on it and an oval body. Let's listen to it, the oud.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And something else I noticed, it doesn't have any frets,
exactly.
Which means that you can get all kinds of
microtones,
tones in between the usual diatonic or eight-note scale.
Yeah, I just used them.
And that's used in a lot of traditional Arabic melodies,
yep.
Is it not?
Yeah.
And the workmanship on that instrument, you can't see it on the radio. I wish you could, but it's got an ornate carving over the soundboard. Just a beautiful workmanship.
Yeah.
Sefi Asfuri of the group Yama Ensemble. And Talia, as the vocalist of this group, how many languages do you sing in?
I speak three languages, but I sing much more. I sing the old Jewish Spanish, Judeo-Espanol, the Spanish of the Jewish that came from Spain in the 15th century. I sing Bulgarians, Arabic, Yemenite.
On the traditional Lebanese folk song Yabala, what language is that?
Yabala, it's a song, love song from Lebanon. It's an Arabic.
It's pardon me?
It's Arabic.
Arabic?
Yeah.
Let's listen to a bit of it off of the Yama Ensemble CD. This is called Yabala. It's a traditional Lebanese folk song.
راح بتردي يا لينا أولا يا بلا لا 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 بتردي تحكينا أولا راح بتردي يا لينا أولا يعني ما بتحبنا ولا بتحبي غناننا ولا راح بتردي علينا لا يا بلا لا 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 يا طير يا طير يا طير يا طير صوب الغمورة يا طير صوب الغمورة سلموا زيد السلام يا بسلم على الحلوة وزورها سلم على الحلوة وزورها وين شفت زاد الدلالة لي بحبه جمالها خبرها
Talia, tell us what you're singing.
I sing a song that a bunch of guys sing to a girl. They tell her, "Don't you love us? Don't you don't you want to respond to us? Don't you like the song that we sing for you?"
That's a common theme in music, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
The Yama Ensemble. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I want to remind you that the Yama Ensemble will be performing in about an hour and a half at the Grand Theater in Wausau. There are still tickets available. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, the group will have moved from Wisconsin Public Radio Studio 1 to Studio 2, where they've got all their instruments set up. We've got a very special treat for you, some live music from the Yama Ensemble. This is Route 51, Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from Northwind Renewable Energy in Stevens Point, partnering with agricultural and commercial industries to invest in central Wisconsin's renewable energy future. More about the benefits of solar for business at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio in Wisconsin Public Radio Studio 2. And we've got a very special treat for you. The Yama Ensemble, all five members are here with their various instruments. We've got Talia G.A. Solan. She's the lead vocalist. Also, Avri Borokov, the double bass guitar and percussion player. Sefi Asfouri, who plays the oud, the bouzouki, and the violin. Aviad Ben Yehudi on a variety of percussion instruments, and Yanni Dror, who plays the soprano sax, the clarinet, and other traditional woodwind instruments. Talia, tell us what we're going to hear. We're going to hear three compositions. What's the first one?
The first one named Orcha Bamidbar. Orcha Bamidbar means caravan of camels. It's actually a desert song describing caravan of camels in the view of the desert.
The Yama Ensemble, live on Wisconsin Public Radio. Yama Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. A reminder that they will be performing in about an hour and a half at Wausau's Grand Theater, and tickets are still available. Talia, tell us a little bit about the composition that you just played.
Orcha Bamidbar, it's actually a very old Israeli song from the 30s, I mean around more than 80 years ago.
It means caravan of camels?
Yes. It's a desert song, an old Israeli song, as I said.
And the next song you're going to perform for us?
The next song is actually a Bulgarian traditional song named Izgrailai Mesechinka, and it means full moon. It's a traditional Bulgarian love song.
A love song. The Yama Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
Mesechinka, Izgrailai, Mesechinka,
Izgrailai, Mesechinka, Izgrailai, Mesechinka, Aliana, Portugaliana, Blaga Dushka, Medena, Shikariana, Aliana, Galiana, Portugaliana, Blaga Dushka, Medena, Shikariana.
Yama Ensemble with a very frantic Bulgarian love song. Are you sure that's a love song, Talia?
It's a love song to a girl named Irinchinta. And actually, it has a special rhythm, 7-8. And this special rhythm, 7-8, it's very common in the Balkan, also in Israel. And it always brings a kind of a happy mood and cheerful, and you can.
That's seven notes to the measure, and an eighth note gets one beat, correct? And Yanni, you were just that was a wild soprano sax, just wonderful music. What inspires you to evoke those sounds?
Well, one thing that I really love about the soprano sax, it's a very versatile instrument. And years before I started playing the clarinet, I was playing the soprano saxophone, and I was really inspired of Bulgarian players who play the saxophone in a way that I never thought possible is playing this instrument. So it's years that I'm trying to develop this kind of wild style, and I really love the soprano sax.
Oh, you have achieved it in spades, my friend. The Yama Ensemble, they will be performing live at the Grand Theater in Wausau in a little over an hour. Tickets are still available. And Talia, we have one more composition that you're going to perform for us.
The last live one is named Ayelet Ahavim, and it means gazelle of love. And it's a Hebrew song, Hebrew lyrics for a Greek composition by Manos Hajidakis.
That's gazelle, as many people pronounce it in English, the beloved gazelle.
Yeah.
The Yama Ensemble, live on Wisconsin Public Radio. Vocals of Talia Solon, the double bass of Avri Borokov, and that was Sefi Asfuri playing the oud on that particular piece. Just a fantastic, very old instrument. Goes back 5,000 years in history. We also heard from Aviad Ben Yehudi playing a variety of percussion instruments, and Yanni Dror on the clarinet on that piece. The Yama Ensemble. And we're going to take a short break. We will be back with Talia and Avri and Yanni for some more conversation right after this short break on Route 51, Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More at umr.com.
And we are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you just joined us and you were listening to that wonderful live music, it is the Yama Ensemble. And in just a little over an hour now, they will be performing at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Back in our studios, we have Yanni Dror, who played that wild soprano saxophone on that one piece, vocalist Talia Sullen, and also Avri Borokov, who is the arranger of the group. Avri, what are the challenges in trying to merge these ancient musical instruments and ancient musical traditions with a modern contemporary world music sound?
It's a good question, but actually it's hard. It's kind of hard for me to answer it because it's kind of natural for me. I mean, I don't put much stress of merging stuff together. I just try to live it, to learn as much as I can, as deeply as I can, and then the music just comes out.
You, the group has been touring schools in Wausau this week. Tell us what you've been sharing with the students and how they reacted to you.
The most important thing we share is actually the culture of Israel through the music. I mean, we play the music and we're trying to let the kids hear the different flavors and the different languages, the different instruments. And the important thing that they should learn from it is the culture of Israel, which is actually a mixture, kind of like a mosaic made from different cultures, from different ethnicities, mm-hmm. etc.
What are your impressions of the school kids in Wausau, Talia?
Oh, we like them very much. Today we were in a school that really made a very, very good prior work throughout our visiting, and they studied a Hebrew song, and they were gave us a recipe for peace in our countries, and really were
the recipe for peace in your country. Explain that.
Actually, they have a few advices for us to how to make peace, and they just share their thoughts.
and Yanni, how did they react when you played some of those ancient musical instruments, some of the ancient flutes?
The instruments that they respond most to is the duduk, because it's such a small instrument. They cannot expect it will be so mellow and it has kind of a dramatic effect. And then and of course there is a response to the shofar, because I also tell them that one of the symbols of playing the shofar is opening up the gates of heaven for God to listen to our prayers. And then when I play the shofar, it's kind of haunting, so and it's powerful, so I can see them react. Like a lot of times they're in shock, but you know, it's part of the experience.
What do you think of America? What's your general impressions of America and Wisconsin?
We like very much the fact that everybody is so calm and very polite and easy, you know, and smiling toward each other.
Yeah.
And it's
Well, that's something for all of us to appreciate, because a lot of us, I think, take that for granted quite frequently. You know, you live in a very turbulent part of the world. Israel has been involved in sustained armed conflict with Palestinians for many years. What's it like living and working in that environment and also trying to pursue careers as artists and musicians?
In one aspect, I think Israel is a kind of a miracle, because let's say according to the news, we are in war all day, and all of us, you know, we live in Tel Aviv, and Tel Aviv is a cultured city. We have a symphony orchestra. We have so many bands of musicians in Israel that are unbelievable. The studios, you know, if you want to do rehearsal, they're booked. You know, we have a lot of festivals. But also, you know, we come from a troubled place, and and we're just hoping for the best. Maybe we're doing our small portion and just showing that how music can.
Have you ever performed before an Arab or a Palestinian audience?
Unfortunately, not in Israel. I think, and this is the bad. I think the bad side of living in Israel. We are quite forced to tour Israel or Europe, and
or
unfortunately, we can't tour our neighbors. We hope that it will change soon. So
actually, we can't tour Syria, but. In Israel, we have many Arab people, and to answer your question, yes, we have performed with Arab musicians and to Arab and Palestinian crowd, of course.
The school kids in Warsaw gave you recipes for peace. How do you think Israel can find peace with its neighbors? And it's such a tough question.
Yeah. well, you know what? I think we are now in the period of the world that nothing seems as it is, and I cannot answer this question. I just hope during the years it will dissolve. This really complicated conflict will dissolve somehow.
We can't. We are artists. We are not politicians. We can't. We don't really know exactly what we have to do for peace. But I think that if I sing a Lebanese love song, if I sing Arabic, so I'm doing a quite nice steps towards our neighbors to try to understand their culture. And I hope it.
Music and the arts can help us bridge that's cultural differences, the divide, and maybe develop a more peaceful world.
That's why we're here.
The Yama Ensemble, and I want to thank all of you for just a delightful, delightful hour. They will be performing at the Grand Theater in Warsaw in just an hour. The Yama Ensemble, direct from Israel. We want to thank today's guests, Talia G.A. Salon, Avri Borokoff, Sefi Asfouri, Aviad Ben Yehuda, and Jonathan Yanni Dror. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producers, Crystal Bennis and Jane Ritger. Special music today from the Yama Ensemble off their self-titled CD. A reminder, they will be performing tonight in just an hour at the Grand Theater. There are still tickets at the door. You can find out more about the group at myspace.com/Yama Ensemble. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we are heading out of town.